Well, the text really clearly suggested a musical structure. Actually, we came up with the structure immediately after he read the poem and we were talking about it. Especially in this poem, I mean, no poem of his is more clear in the way that he takes certain phrases and repeats them and draws more power from them in every repetition. Like, he has these four phrases, so brown, so fierce, so black, so beautiful, and they get repeated through the poem and the order is shifted, so black, so fierce, so black, so beautiful, so brown, so fierce, etc. And it was just really clear to me that in a sort of parallel universe, this poem would be read at the same time that those things would be sustained behind it. Like, I really felt those as a sort of bed, as a sort of ostinato for the poem. So we came up with the whole structure at that point of extracting phrases from his work that existed and new phrases around which work would be constructed, finding ways to repeat them and let the repetitions lead into the individual poems so that the phrases could have a life of their own, but then the pieces would really expand on them in a way that the audience couldn't possibly predict. So it's a really rich sort of establishing framework for the poems and then expanding on the ideas. So the ideas are stuck in the audience's head, and then the poems provide a dimension that I think Emmanuel's, the way he said it was, makes people go, whoa, I dig that. I mean, we're both very into creating clear effect and dramatic effect and engaging people and delivering a message in the clearest, strongest way possible.
Yeah, we both definitely connected on that level because we feel, I mean, we have this amazing opportunity to say something, to leave the audience with something. And, you know, in those, you know, 15, 20 minutes of our presentation, we certainly hope to deliver that.
Mm-hmm. Right. And more broadly, we're both, I mean, Emmanuel read another poem, which I guess it was Deliverance.
Deliverance.
Which will be used in a similar form in the piece. It's probably the oldest, it's the only old piece that will be used in this work. And I just took a breath afterward and I said, I want our piece to be in that spirit. Because the spirit of the poem is speaking about matters that are considered unspeakable in some corners of the world. You know, speaking the truth. But we're both concerned with getting queer issues out into the world. We're both concerned with talking about sexuality in real language, not censoring ourselves. Letting the message be partly the delivery. Letting freedom of speech, specifically in those contexts, freedom to speak about your own loves and your own desires and your own body, be part of the message. I mean, that's a really clear case of the medium is the message.
Well, I think that we definitely just had a natural instinct for where this would go as a whole with the words and the music.
Yeah.
And as a result, like, I just finished working on a piece that was more incredibly inspired by just one of her samples, something that she had played for me that I heard, and it's very completely different from anything that I've ever written before. I've enjoyed that process because it's totally, you know, her influence. We were influencing each other, we're inspiring each other, and working together has not been an issue at all. It's been wonderful.
I don't remember ever thinking of winning out as an issue in these 2 days. I mean, and partly it's just materially the piece is coming out of his voice on every possible level. The sound of the piece is going to be string quartet plus electronic sounds that are entirely derived from recordings of his voice. So literally, it's coming from him. It's coming from the poems, it's coming from the sound of the poems, and as I said, the phrases that we extract from the poems will be a framework, a rhythmic framework, along with the string instruments, so it's completely integrated, and that's exactly how I like to work.
It's awesome in that we both seem to have the same message that we want to get across.
Right.
We're both definitely on the same page as far as what we want to present.